Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 The Ticket. Jamie and Stoney Show, joined as we are every week by head coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you.
I want to start with the Air Force game. Defensively, with the way they run that triple option, it seems to me that has to, you're relying on your defense to be as smart as they possibly can be. Is that, I mean, obviously physically you got to play well, but were you happy with how they handled it from a mental standpoint?
Yeah, it really was. Coming into the game, we knew it wasn't just triple option. They were actually a spread team, a throwing team, a conventional run team, power, isolation, toss sweep, and triple option. So we had to have plans, you know, for all of those sets, as it ended up being. I mean, there was things that they did out of formations that we would be able to adjust to. So, but the personnel groups allowed them to run any of those three phases with the same personnel. So it was a great challenge, and we had success and made a great halftime adjustment. Don Brown and the defensive staff made a great adjustment at halftime because there was more triple option. Mm-hmm. Specifically the quarterback, you know, was bleeding out yards and did a great job. He took away the dive. So it took away, made it not, instead of a triple option, turned it into a, you know, a double option. we were assigned quarterback, and the pitch, and we were able to really, simple, good, smart adjustment at halftime that paid off for us in the second half. But thought we had a good plan and executed it well, and then also adjusted well during the game.
Speaking of adjustments, you mentioned after the Cincinnati game that Donovan Peoples-Jones was going to get better. It was just a one-game thing, and boy, did he respond to you. You're like a soothsayer. He was unbelievable Saturday.
Well, it's no, nobody ever wants to hear it while something's happening, but it's a team game. It's 11 people, and you know, it's not always the on one person to make it go or to make it not go. You know, if it doesn't go, I mean, it's a good chance that there's, you know, multiple challenge players on a down, and if it goes right, I mean, there's multiple players that made it go right. So that was the case, and we were able to make some improvements. And but Donovan, phenomenal effort and talent and strength, the way he ran the ball, very, very, very impressive, and you know, big play for us in the game. He was our offensive player of the game.
On the red zone offense, obviously you've talked about it since the game, and it's been a theme for the first three games. Without going into too many details, what can you tell us? What are you seeing? What has to get better? And does it at times become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Do you think the guys are getting in there going, okay, here we go,
red zone?
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
No, we're all understanding that's, you know, your job on the offense, move the ball and score touchdowns and put points on the board. But, yeah, scoring touchdowns at a higher rate, I mean, that's something that we're focused on and we think will come. You know, we stick to our preparation, understanding, you know, where we can exploit a defense and the best way to do that. Everybody does their job. I mean, yeah, we have confidence that we'll be able to get those balls in the end zone.
And everybody focuses on Wilton, but you said after the game, sometimes the coaches have to coach in that zone better. Players have to run their routes. Youth at that position and offensive line, it's like a combination platter, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think what I said after the game was, there was a time where they had the better call than we did. That's not that's not me saying we got out coached. That's not me saying, you know, anything on the coaching. Sometimes that happens,
right?
You know, and we've got to be able to manage that. And, you know, the way you manage that as a quarterback is, you know, you throw the ball away. You know, you don't throw the interception in the red zone, and you don't turn it over, and you do get the field goal, and you do put the points on the board. And, you know, that's also smart football. So, yeah, we're all focused on executing, you know, at a higher level in all of our phases, special teams, defense, offense, and that's what our preparation is focused on right now.
Jim Harbaugh with us here, 97.1 The Ticket. Big Ten opener this week against Purdue.
Yeah.
With all the changes in college football, the playoff and the night games, what does the Big Ten mean? I notice outside your office you have pictures of all the Michigan Big Ten championship teams. Does it still mean as much as it did when you were a player? Does it still mean as much as it always has to Michigan, the Big Ten season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a championship, and you know there's trophies given, and you want to – you want to win the most awards. You want to win the most trophies. You know, you want to get the best grades. that's what you want to do. That's a big goal for our team.
Purdue and their offense, obviously very efficient. New coach, their quarterback Blau, really good. Red zone percentage completion is really good. Are they that tough to defend, or are they just playing against, I don't know, inferior competition defensively, especially last week against Missouri?
Yeah, they're playing good. They're playing good football, executing well. And be a big challenge for our team.
New coach this year for Purdue as well. Are you looking just at what they've done to this point? Are you looking maybe what he did in previous stops along the way to get a sense of what you might face on Saturday?
Yeah, we're looking at what they've done this year. And at, when they were at Western Kentucky, Nicole was the defensive coordinator for him at Western Kentucky. Jeff was the head coach at Western Kentucky. So we've got to look back and see what they did when they were at Western Kentucky as well.
I want to ask you about Mason Cole. 41 straight games he has played. What does it say about a player in this sport that they can get out there and not miss illness, injury, nicked up? I mean, it's a pretty amazing streak when you think about it, how physical this game is.
Yeah, it's special. It's an offensive lineman that can start 4 years at the Power 5 level, the Big Ten level. You know, that's a special type of player. And I think when you look back, you know, guys that previous employers I've been at, if we found an offensive lineman that started 4 years at in a Power 5 school, we were drafting him. I mean, you know, that's a great indicator of that you have a very good special player.
Tariq Black, unfortunately, gets hurt. You won't have him probably the whole season. Who's going to take his place? Is it more complicated to say, well, they'll just bring up other freshmen, Martin and Collins? Are they not ready yet? Or how do you replace somebody like Tariq Black, who's done such a good job early in his career?
Yeah, that's, you know, unfortunately we didn't dodge that bullet, but you know, that happened. And but Koa Crawford, Nate Shanley, Grant Perry, Donovan People Jones is gonna play a bigger role. So we've got good players, and I got to step up there in this case.
Just curious, watching the game on Saturday, you know, oftentimes on the sideline, they'll focus on you, and you got the colored card up, and you're signaling to Wilton or signaling to the offense. You obviously have two offensive – you have Tim Trevino, you have Pep Hamilton. Do you – I mean, I know you can't go into great detail, but how does the play calling work? Are you trumping the play calling? Are you listening to them? Are you doing the play calling, or is it kind of a combination of the three?
It's a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim Drevno and Pep, you know, have the greatest share.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably third in line, you know.
But you have veto power, right?
You know, it's
that's overrated.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the, you know, simplest, you know, and best way to explain it. It's an effort, a group effort by our offensive coaching staff, with Tim and Pep being the, you know, having the greatest share of the play caller.
Is that the same thing when you decide to like challenge things like the spot the other day? Is that you seeing something or somebody up top saying, "Hey, we want to challenge that spot"?
Well, the spot was, something hadn't come up, you know, and had said anything. I just saw the Jumbotron, and anyway, there was a good camera angle. So the camera was right down the yard line to gain. So I said, well, maybe they got a good camera angle. If he didn't make it, this is worth a timeout. Wouldn't even mind having a timeout right here if we don't get it. But if you do get it, then the ball turns over. We got the ball as an offense. So I was playing the odds of, hey, maybe he didn't make it. You know, but I know there was no visual evidence when I made the challenge, nor do I think there has to be. You know, when the wish reward, I think some people call it, when the reward is that
right,
that great and the risk is very low, then mm-hmm. you know, it's worth a shot.
I want to ask you about Quinn Nordin. He's got the Ricky Vaughn haircut from Major League. Is there something about kickers that they're just a little different?
No, he's not. He's not different at all. He's Quinn's a great guy, well liked by his teammates, always has been. He's got a real gift of maturity and you know, being a good guy. It's ever, you know, the first day he came here, I mean, it's not all about him, you know, it's about his teammates and that's rare in 18-year-olds and let alone 40-year-olds, you know, or 30-year-olds. So, he's not any space cadet. I mean, far from it.
He's freaking good too.
Yeah, and he knocks the ball through the uprights. It's he's a good player.
Jim, thanks for the time. Good luck against Purdue. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, appreciate it.
Jim Harbaugh joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.